Hello and welcome back to this AQA GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast with myself, Becky. In this episode, I am going to be looking at the Haber process and NPK fertilisers. So, the Haber process, it's actually an important industrial process and it produces ammonia which can then be used to make fertilisers. Nitrogen and hydrogen are needed to make ammonia. Now, the Haber process is used, as I've said, to make ammonia from hydrogen and nitrogen using the following reaction. You have N2 plus 3H2 with a double-headed arrow showing that the reaction is actually reversible to produce 2NH3 and some heat. Now, the reaction is very well suited for an industrial scale as the reactions aren't too difficult or expensive to obtain. The nitrogen can be obtained easily from air, which is 78-79% nitrogen, and we can obtain it through distillation of air. The hydrogen mainly comes from reacting methane from natural gas with steam to form hydrogen and carbon dioxide. Now, the reactant gases are passed over an ion catalyst, a high temperature of 450 degrees Celsius, that is, and a high pressure of 200 atmosphere are used. Now, because the reaction is reversible, as in it occurs in both directions, so simultaneously making reactants and products, some of the ammonia produced converts back into the hydrogen and nitrogen again, and it eventually reaches what's called a dynamic equilibrium. Now, the ammonia is formed as a gas, but as it cools in the condenser, it liquefies and is removed. The unused hydrogen and nitrogen are recycled so that nothing is wasted. The ammonia produced can then be used to make ammonium nitrate, a very nitrogen-rich fertilizer. Now, this reaction is reversible, so there's a compromise or a few compromises to be made. You might remember from previous lessons, if you've completed them, that certain conditions such as the temperature and pressure can affect the rate of a reaction. Now, these factors can also affect the position of equilibrium for a reversible reaction, and sometimes there is a trade-off between increasing the rate and maximising the yield of a reaction. So, for example, the forward reaction in the Haber process is exothermic. This means that increasing the temperature will actually move the equilibrium the wrong way, as in backwards, away from the ammonia and towards producing more nitrogen and hydrogen. So the yield of ammonia would actually be greater at a lower temperature. Now, the trouble is, a lower temperature means a slower rate of reaction, and so equilibrium is actually reached more slowly. The 450 degrees Celsius is a compromise between maximum yield and speed of the reaction. It is better to wait just 20 seconds for a 10% yield than have to wait 60 seconds for a 20% yield. Higher pressure actually moves the position of the equilibrium towards the products, since there are four molecules on the left-hand side, so the reactant side, versus two molecules on the product side, the right side. So increasing the pressure actually maximises the percentage yield. It also increases the rate of reaction. So the pressure is set as high as possible without making the process too expensive or too dangerous to build and maintain. Hence the 200 atmospheres operating pressure. And then finally, an ion catalyst makes the reaction go faster, but it doesn't actually affect the yield. So this then brings us on to NPK fertilisers. I've mentioned that Haber process is used to make ammonia. So fertilisers allows us to keep growing crops on the same land every year, thanks to our friend ammonia. Now, NPK fertilisers provide plants with the essential elements for growth. Farmers used to use manure to fertilise the fields. Formulated fertilisers are actually better as they're more widely available, easier to use, don't smell and have just enough of each nutrient so more crops can be grown. Now, the three main essential elements in the fertilisers are nitrogen, phosphorus and potassium. If plants don't get enough of these elements, their growth and life processes are actually affected. These elements may be missing from the soil if they've been used up by a previous crop. Now, fertilisers replace these missing elements or provide more of them. This helps to increase the crop yield as the crops can grow faster and bigger. For example, fertilisers add more nitrogen to plant proteins, which makes the plants grow faster, increasing productivity. NPK fertilisers are formulations containing salts of nitrogen, the N, phosphorus, the P, and potassium, the K, hence the name, NPK, in the right percentages of the elements. Ammonia is used to produce nitrogen-containing compounds. So ammonia can be reacted with oxygen and water in a series of reactions to make nitric acid. You can also react ammonia with acids, including nitric acid, to produce ammonium salts. Ammonia and nitric acid react together to produce ammonium nitrate, and this is an especially good compound to use in a fertilizer because it has nitrogen from two different sources. This reaction is then carried out differently in industry to how it is done in the lab, and you may actually be asked to compare the differences between the two methods within your exams. So in industry, the reaction of ammonia with nitric acid to produce ammonium nitrate is carried out in giant vats at high concentrations, resulting in a very exothermic reaction. The heat released is then used to evaporate water from the mixture to make a very concentrated ammonium nitrate product. In the lab, the reaction is carried out on a much smaller scale by titration and crystallization. The reactants are at a much lower concentration than in industry, so less heat is produced by the reaction, and it is safer for a person to carry it out. After the titration, the mixture then needs to be crystallized to give pure ammonium nitrate crystals. Crystallization isn't used in industry because it is very slow. So if you get asked to compare the reactions in the exams, you'll be given details that you need, and you'll have to literally obviously talk about just obviously a direct comparison based on the information you're presented, and then maybe throw in some other additional information that you know about the two different processes. Phosphate and potassium are sourced from mined compounds. Potassium chloride and potassium sulfate can be mined and used as a source of potassium. Phosphate rock is also mined. However, because the phosphate salts in the rocks are insoluble, plants can't use them as nutrients. So reacting the phosphate rock with a number of different types of acid produces soluble phosphates. So a reaction with nitric acid produces phosphoric acid and calcium nitrates. Reactions with sulfuric acid produces calcium sulfate and calcium phosphate. This mixture is known as a single superphosphate. Reactions with phosphoric acid only produces calcium phosphate, and the product of this reaction is called a triple superphosphate. Alright, so that is the end of me talking about the HARB process and NPK fertilisers. As ever, thank you for listening, and next time I will see you and hopefully be starting a new topic. I'm looking to start Unit 9 about the Earth's atmosphere and how it's evolved from the very early atmosphere to our current day atmosphere. So thank you for listening and stay safe. Bye.